Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Well, here we are back again about adult children. As I told you, I was in a ladies' meeting and we had a question-answer session, and I found so many questions were about adult children. Not that I'm an expert on adult children. If you contact any of my kids, you might find that to be true. But let me say this. I do think that Mrs. Evans taught me a lot. Doesn't mean I actually practiced it like I should. I tried, but maybe I made mistakes. I don't know. But I'm going to just teach you a few things that I learned along the way about adult children. Now, the next thing is a little bit surprising to you, but the next point is number 2, allow them to be different. See, we trained them in our house to think a certain way. And when they grow up and they don't do it exactly like we thought they should or like we trained them to do, we might get a little bit insulted, like they're going bad, or you know, you might think something like that. But Colossians 3:12-15 says this: put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And then, if you do this, ladies, it says, if you have a kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, then it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, allowing them to be different. I talked to a lady in California. I'm going to give you some illustrations of things that pertain to this allowing somebody to be different. And she told me that her daughter-in-law doesn't feed the child like she would feed her granddaughter. And she talked to me as if to get me to teach her how to talk to her daughter-in-law about this. And I said, ma'am, let me just tell you, there's nothing you can do about that. You just got to shut up and don't even be around the kid if the kid's hungry. You know, she'll catch on to that someday. But what'll happen is if you keep nagging your son about your daughter-in-law not feeding your grandchild, then it'll put a wedge between, because he's not going to stand up to his wife. Most likely, he doesn't want to make her feel stupid that she didn't, that she's not doing something right, you know. And we're not talking like the kid was weighing 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you know, and he's supposed to weigh 20, you know. But we're talking just not feeding like she thought that she should. Well, I talked to that lady and said, just be quiet. Don't say anything about it. And just love, and then I went to the third point that I'm going to talk about next, but just love her and go on. Well, I go back to that church 2 years later, and the lady came up to me and she said, Loretta, I can't explain what a good relationship I have with my daughter-in-law now, because I took your advice and just shut up about it. She said, it was really hard because I had to just blind myself to what I thought that she was doing wrong. And I said, you know what? Allow her philosophy to be a little different. Now, another situation was when our boys got a little older, they wanted to wear T-shirts all the time. Now, my husband never wears a T-shirt. He wears a shirt with a collar. He thinks it's a little bit more dressy and it looks better. So he wears a shirt with a collar. But when the boys wanted to wear T-shirts all the time, you know, a little bit of us thought, we didn't teach you that. That's too casual. You know, you think all the things. And then all of a sudden, Kevin and I talked and we said, you know what? Is a T-shirt a sin? No. Is it a big deal? No. So you've really just got to let them be different. Another illustration is a lady came to me and told me that her children were getting a little bit more liberal than her. And I said, you know, one thing you got to do, that last part of that verse says, and be ye thankful. You can be thankful they still have a relationship with God. Because can I be honest with you, ladies? I talked to a lady last year in California, and her son and daughter-in-law have turned atheist. And now when she's around her grandchildren, she can't even mention the name of God. Wow. You know, be thankful. Whatever, if they still have any kind of relationship with God, let's be thankful. You can't teach them anything different. You can pray for them, but that's all you can do. So forgiving one another, having meekness, humbleness of mind, long-suffering, putting up with those differences, this is what's going to help you to have a great relationship with your adult children. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.